Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, you're so present.
Hallelujah.
Sing that song we just heard played. We are marching to Zion. 414. 414 is an interesting marching song in 6/8 time. Anyway, let's stand anyway and march to Zion.
Come with
our songs abound.
Then let our songs abound, and every tear be dry. We're marching through endless ground. We're marching through endless ground. Fairer world, I want you, fairer world, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Faith knows not of dark tomorrow, for my Savior goes before. Care and doubting, gloom and sorrow, fear and shame are mine no more. Faith knows not of dark tomorrow, for my Savior goes before. Songs of praises I will ever give. Praise you, Lord. My Savior goes before. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, you are with us, within us, among us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You lead and you guide, you save and you deliver, you love and you cherish, you rule and you reign. Precious Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
When we sang, we're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. That's our pilgrim journey. We have a goal. We're marching upward, upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Along the way, it says we're at the hill of Zion. And it says, the hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets. So what are those sweets? Well, I guess we could say companionship with Jesus. We're coming to know him, love him, follow him. He loves us. And he gives himself for us. He gave himself for us, and he gives himself to us even today as we look to him in faith. We turn our eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and we participate in the blessings of Zion here and now. We know Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood, perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting and looking above and filled with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. What a testimony that is. And we have a goal ahead of us, and yet we enter into the glory of God today as we come to him. He saves us. What a Savior. He saves us by his power. I was reminded of this song. I'm not going to sing. Long centuries ago, one of God's holy people wrote this in another language, by the way. It was translated. It's beautiful, even though it's translated from another language. Jerusalem, that's Zion, the place we're marching to. Jerusalem the golden, with milk and honey blessed, beneath thy contemplation, sink heart and voice oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not what joys await us there, what radiancy of glory, what bliss beyond compare. They stand, those hills of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many an angel, and all the martyr throng. The Prince is ever in them. The daylight is serene. The pastures of the blessed are decked in glorious sheen. There is the throne of David, and there from care released. The shout of them that triumph, the song of them that feast, and they who with their leader have conquered in the fight, forever and forever are clothed in robes of white. O sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect, O sweet and blessed country that eager hearts expect, Jesus, in mercy, bring us to that dear land of rest, who art with God the Father and Spirit, ever blessed. This man had a hope in his heart. God wants us to have a hope that is bright and alive and real and abounding. As we read in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing in Jesus, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches us that we're on our way to Zion, and it also teaches us that we're there. So it's an interesting thing to just think of those things and enjoy that which God has done for us and which Jesus is to us every day, as our sister said. Oh, to receive more of the Spirit of Christ, to be filled with God, and to have that hope shining brightly within us.